So I chose a topic this week, which is also very, very important. The topic of, can I say Barchuni L'Shalom every single Shabbos? And there's a very, very important song out there that people sing called Machnise Racham. Right? It's a beautiful, beautiful tune that people say during Slichot. It's one of the highlights of the tunes. And obviously, if we have a little time, I'll say a little Vartlach. Maybe I'll say Eschem L'Shalom also on Shabbos. Connected. What's the issue? What's the issue? Why would I not be able to say Barchuni L'Shalom and Machnise Racham? Let's go one step at a time before we even raise the question. It's got to do with angels. Okay? It's got to do with angels. Now, I gave you one example, but we believe that there, even though I don't see them, you know, we grew up with the television type of vision of angels with wings, you know, where there was the white one and there was a red one with a pitchfork, you know. But we believe there's something called malachim. You know, I gave one example here, but there's a lot of halachic examples of what we do during tefillah that we have malachim. For example, we say Nikadesh Shimcha Olam Kishem Shemakti Shimoto Bishmei Marom. Who's that talking about? Right? We should sanctify Kedusha Mitzvah Asei Doraita, just like the angels sanctify them. I give you another example. The first example, just to understand that we believe in a being that maybe that our eyes don't see. You know, question is how far do you go? I mean, the Nefesh HaChaim talks about how every word you're creating a different angel for yourself. Right, that's a lot of that you're creating words for yourself. Your thoughts are creating worlds and worlds for yourself. But even if you don't want to go that esoteric, okay? How we daven Shemona Esrei? Okay, I brought for you in the first. There is a machlokas in the Yerushalmi Maseches Brachos, just as an introduction of how much malachim are actually involved in us. And obviously, when we talk about different beings, celestial beings, obviously, if you take it to the extreme, which is going to be part of our question, it could become Ovid Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara in Yerushalmi, in the first source, tells you, how do we put our legs on in Shmon Esrei? So the Gemara says that we are Mashvot et Raglav. We put our feet together. How do we put our feet together? So it's Machlokes, Rav Levi and Rav Simon. It's one of my favorite Yerushalmis with this Maharal. I think it's a beautiful, just as an introduction to understand about the importance of Malachim. And it's not just if you're a very spiritual Jew, if you're a Karbach Jew, all of a sudden you care about Malachim. Right? It's rational, halachic Jews. Not that Karbach Jews aren't rational, also some of them might be. You know, and they are halachic also. Many of them, that's for sure. So, the Gemara says, Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Simon, Chad Amar, Yerushalmi Masechet Brachot, Perek Aleph in front of you, Chad Amar Kimalachim, V'chad Amar Kohanim. We put our feet together. One says like Kohanim, one says like Malachim. What's the Machlokas? So if you look at the second line, it says, I already said a shakal. Ma de'omar Kohanim, because it says by the Mizbeach at the end of Parashat Yitro, lo ta'ale v'ma'alot al-mizbechi, how you go up to the steps of the Mizbeach. It says, Shayu Malachim, Ekev, this picture, Ekev v'tzar agudah. Or Btzar Godel. The Godel is Ekev. Because it's Sniut. Meaning, according to that opinion, what did you do? You didn't do it like we do, like this. Like we didn't put the feet together, you put it like this. Right? What would you call this?
Offset.
Right? Offset, or you put it right by your. What is it? Egyptian?
The Egyptian.
I hear that. Okay? The bottom line is next to what? Indian. Is it Indian?
Indian walk.
The what?
Indian walk.
It's an Indian walk?
Yeah.
There we go. Indian walk. Bottom line is the foot by the back of your ankle. Okay? Versus if it's Malachim, the quote of Pasuk in Yechezkel, Raglehem Regel Yishara. That their feet is like one regal. And that's why, halachically, we go like that opinion like Malachim. What is behind it? The Maral explains, the opinion who says is like Kekoanim. It says as much as Dibor is Tfilah is B'dibor V'machshava. The bottom line is we're mortal man, and therefore man cannot fully go under the rubric of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore, because we are physical, and therefore we have to be like Kohanim, as opposed to the Maharal, when he talks about to be like Malachim, The Maharal's language, I'll read it to you also. I didn't, the first one I typed for you, the second one I didn't. The Maharal continues there and says, Ki avodah zot, sha'adam hu ahalu, man is the creation. Mikabel min ha'ilah, he receives from God, va'alulu nichnas legamrei. The whole idea of coming together is we totally come, we take the three steps back, we walk out of our physical selves, if you will, and we come into the pitch, to the stadium, into the zone of the Ribono Shalom. Because we're feet. Feet are hitpashtut atzmo, asher hitpashtut atzmo. The feet, when you're running with your feet, you're trying to spread yourself. Kilu yotzi min ha'ilah, you're trying to extend and say it's all about me on a certain level, to the extreme. The concept of separating your feet is this idea of the physicality and spreading your wings, I guess. I don't know if it's a bad pun. And that's removing yourself from God. The Maharal concludes, come with God. Without any type of expansion, hit pashtut, just like angels, just because angels are beings that are totally under God, they sing God's praises. We, while we got the Torahs, we're not like the Malachim, because we have a Yetzirah, but at least when we come to the Shmoneh Esrei, halachically, we could be like Malachim. So that's an introduction, a very quick 3-minute introduction, just to tell you that we believe in Malachim, even within halachic terminology. But here, it's more than just believing that there's a concept called Malachim. Here, I'll take a question in 1 second. What is the controversy that comes up that some people reject and are angry to people that say Machnise Rach? Why should be? It's a beautiful tune. Why should be people object to both Baruchuni L'Shalom and Machnise Rachim in A, and B? Why would there be any distinction if on one level maybe one of them is better than the other? You had a question before we move on. Go.
It's quoted to me by the Rambam. I don't remember where exactly that. The Rambam holds every single time in Tanakh that mentions Malachim. It's not actually
a mashal.
Mashal or anything
else. Yeah.
I personally don't understand how that fits in, because there's so many times that we're...
The answer is that would be like a second part of the Shir. You have to learn the Rambam and Ramban. There's a Rambam Mordechai that says that type of idea. Just like he talks about the donkey and speaking to the donkey, and he says those are mashal. Right? That's the whole question that comes when Malachim come to Avram Avinu. Do you take that literally? Is it anashim? Right? All of those things. So yeah, there's a very long Ramban about it. There's a Rambam about it. So I'm not giving shir just purely on angels.
Where did you find this?
I'll give you the sources after. Bismcha gedolah. If you want, I can give a quick shir about that also. Right now, I just wanted to go into this controversy, but I'm happy to give just the Rambam, Ramban, and many others about angels. Just remind me later, I'll gladly give it to you. The Gra, people quote from the Gra. Okay, the Gra says, and I'm reading for you, it's a Sefer Horot Vanagot. Okay, a lot of my sources about this, it's all over, but I brought Rav Baruch Simon, has a great Sefer called Imre Baruch, called Tokif Viminag Balacha. Rav Brody talked about this in his Sefer also. So those are the two major secondary sources that I used to be able to put it together. Divrei Gra quotes a Sefer Horot Vanagot Lagon Rav Chaim Volozhin. Shamati Mimenu. Rav Chaim Volozhin, the Gra had said that I heard Mashinogim Olam Lomar Belele Shabbat Barchuni the Shalom, the Gam Beslichot Malachi Rachamim, in Dato Nochobeset. The Gra said that he heard from Rav Chaim Volozhin that people, he's not happy. I'm not happy that people say that. What are you asking the Malachim? What's the problem? Problem is we believe in asking directly to God. Not why are you asking Malachim? Barchuni l'shalom. Why are you turning to the Malachim and say, bless me for peace? Okay? Lo yadati abakash al Malachim. Halo ein lahem koach mi'umah. The truth is, there's a Ramban that even says the difference in Tefillah and Eretz Yisrael and Tefillah and Chutz La'aretz. He has that distinction. He says in Tefillah in Chutz La'aretz, it goes through some sort of celestial beings. There was a movie out there that you've got mail in the 1980s, 90s from people from Seattle. Nobody's here from Seattle. Okay, and the idea is what happens when you have email. It goes, it doesn't go directly. You have some sort of, you know, cyber administrator. And then from that administrator, he comes and directs it to you. That's how tefillah works in Chutz La'aretz. The Ramban says that's the difference. But in Eretz Yisrael, how does tefillah work? No static whatsoever. Perfect connection. Goes straight to Hashem. So similarly over here, Rav Chaim Volozhin says, I don't understand why are people asking from the Malachim. They don't know. They have no power. They don't have free choice to be able to ask anything. They don't have free choice. If God says they are meritorious, then against their will they get the bracha. Then they have to bless. Even if the pasuk says imyeshalav malach melitz echad. Even if you want to say, oh, the malach could be a melitz yosher type of idea, that's all according to our zchuyot, our ma'asim. Im zocher, then, as Rav Chaim Volozhin said, then a nivra malach mima'asav. Ubehechrech yeh melitz shalom. And the opposite, as I said before, if your ma'asim do it, then mina shamayim, they have to curse you. Okay? That's all what people quote in the name of Rav Chaim Volozhin. Explains the Gra that there was a mistake. If you look at the Sidur HaGra, he says, I don't think so. People wanted to quote that he was not happy, but he didn't want to rebuke people. That's what people wanted to say in the name of Rav Chaim Volozhin. The Gra himself, quoted in the Sidur HaGra, says, Ra'iti b'shem HaGrach shekor ha'tagar, I'm in the next source, Eich mevakshim bakasha mimalachim. The person who heard it made a mistake. As I said, he makes the distinction. He was only upset about Machnise Rachim. But in the case of Barchuni Lashalom, ain't ze bakasha. This wasn't a bakasha. Elisha anu omrim. When we say Barchuni Lashalom, we're not asking the angels to bless us, but rather we are commanding them. Shem mitzuvim. We are commanding them. You are commanded from the Ribbono Shalom. Mimelech malchei hamlachim levarech otanu. V'chein yasu kimavur b'shas in Shabbat kuf yutet. So he says that there's a distinction.
That
barchuni l'shalom. Exactly. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. Correct. That's the Gemara in Shabbos that you come back. And if you have Kabbalat Shabbat, and if you're already and you have a beautiful house, then they say, oh, you're blessed. Versus if you're fighting with your wife and you're fighting with your little brother, then they say, oh, I don't want to be here. This is the commandment from Hashem. Okay, there's Yerushalmi, a lot of people quote this Yerushalmi in Perek Tet Halacha Aleph as the source that you should not ask anything from the Malach. Rab Yudin Omar Mishmei Didei Basar Vadam Yeshlo Pitron Im Batalo Eitzara Einu Nichnas Etzlo Pitom Ela Bav Amalo Pitcho Shal Pitrono Vekori La'avdo Leben Beito. Who omer ish ploni omer al petach chatzerecha shema machniso v'shema manicho. When a man comes to like the palace, right? It's an esar. Bottom line is, even if it's an esar, he doesn't just storm in. What does he do? He waits at the entrance, and he has a shamish, the melech. He's got a whole entree of people, guards, and they come and report back, or the people in the household report back and say, look, there's a guy standing at the petach of our courtyard. Should I let him in or should I not let him in? Says the Yerushalmi, excuse me. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain okein. Im ba al adam tzara, says the Yerushalmi, if a tzara happens, lo yitzaveach. Look what he says. Lo yitzaveach, lo l'michael, v'lo l'givrael. Do not scream out. Don't scream out to the malachim at all. Okay? That what? But you should scream out to me, and I'll answer you right away. And it quotes a pasuk in Yoel, Kol asher yikra b'shem Hashem yimaleit. If you call out with the name of God, God will save you. Okay? And therefore, some want to learn that this is the Yerushalmi, that we shouldn't be asking Malachim anything about tefillah. Because Hashem said, Bo Yitzaveach, we should not use them as any type of intermediary. We should be directly. Some learn this is the Yerushalmi as the source. However, again, some want to explain the Yerushalmi in a different way, which is what? Ulam Yesh Lefaresh, the Yerushalmi. And the other way, which is what? By Basar Vadam, you can't go in Yashar to the Melech. Right? The whole purpose is just to contrast the Nigishut, the ability to go in front of what? Of Hashem. Right? So by man, you can't go straight in, you gotta ask his ministers and his helpers. By Hashem, you could speak Yashar, but can I learn, is it Muchach from the Yerushalmi, that it's Asr to ask the Malach to be that intermediary? It's not Muchach at all from the Yerushalmi. Everyone with me? One way, some want to say, oh, you see, you can't ask anything. The flip side is just to contrast our Nigishut of Karov Hashem L'chol Karav L'chol Asher Yikru Bemet. Next source. Some want to say, Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter wanted to say, you want to know another source that it's usher to ask anything from the Malachim? It's this Mishnah in Meseches Megillah on Chav Dal Ramabet, Perek Dal Mishnah Tet. Based on some of the things that was just connected to last week's parasha also. It says, if a person says, Ha'omer Yivarecha Tuvim Hare Zo Minut, which is... Okay, a person says, Yivarecha Tuvim, a person who says, God, you shall, the good one shall be blessed, that is apikorsus. That's the Mishnah. Okay? Zamzim Machlok is Rashi and Tosos, what does it mean? But that's not our sugya. Look at this Meiri. Okay, the Meiri, 1249, one of the later Rishonim, says as follows: Hakavanaba kesher lefanei levayer shetzarich adam lizaher betfilato ulishmor pitchei piv mishkia. You gotta be very careful how you daven. What? Don't say things, mistakes. V'omar, he says, Alo omer yivarech chatuvim shu derech minut. As I said, there are many, many different mifarshim. Okay, some want to say parshu mifarshim barbe panim mehem shepirshu al birkat hamazon. Some want to say that it's talking about birkat hamazon, and tuvim, what are they? What is dealing with achalta v'sabata v'nisba lechem v'niyat tuvim? And they're saying that al asveim livarech al mazon, because it says the chtiv achalta v'sabata uveirachtan. He says that's derech haminut, because they don't believe in what Chazal say in Brachot and Daf Chaf Amabet that says we are medaktik aratzman not only for the kibetza but even for the kezayit. Okay, again, that is not our inyan right now. Just wanted to show you that interesting interpretation. If you look, the Meiri gives a second interpretation. What's tuvim? He's talking about the people that are Shalvim or Shketim, I'm 2 lines from the bottom, the people that are serene, right? They don't have any problems in the world, they don't have any krechs, v'niye tovim. And then you say, Yivarecha otam, shinchal talem b'chtei yivarecha. Right? That you're saying, Ha'omer yivarecha, look at God, He takes care of those. Those people with the big houses, those people, who knows, in a very superficial way. But the aniyim, where they're all worried about it, then what? How can you bless them? Again, that could be, I'm on the second page now, that could be minim. Third interpretation. V'zeh derech minut. Third interpretation that he says, Yivarecha tuvim is what? It should be only the righteous ones. Tuvim is the tzaddikim. But the Rishoyim, then they don't bring their tefillah in front of you. He doesn't believe that God wants the tshuva of Rishayim. And that which David said, V'chasidecha yivarchucha. He included himself, Yaducha Hashem kol ma'asecha. Very nice. All that was nice introduction, nothing to do with our shir. Just three different beautiful interpretations. Okay? For our shir, it's the second line. Ge'one harishonim. You know what it means, Ha'omer yivarecha tuvim? What's tuvim? The malachim. This is what Rav Shechter had said, that maybe this is the source. The ge'one harishonim pirshubo. Shinyan tuvim romez al ha-malachim. Ve'omer lechaveiro. Yivarecha tuvim. Barei ha'inyan. Kishtei Rishuyot. Okay? V'yeira Eli b'perish davar zel shita zel ratzalomar. Ma shehu korei tovim ha-shleimim v'anikiyim mikol dofi. I.e. the angels. Ratzalomar ha-schalim ha-nifradim u'shar ha-briyot ha-yonot. Shezeh mechavein lomar shivarchu heim. That when you what? You're asking them to bless you because they're complete beings. Shemekablim tachlit. I'm in the second to last line. Shemekablim tachlit atoelet bashkachato atidira alehem. Because why? Because they have gotten everything from the constant hashkacha pratit of God on these upper celestial beings called angels. V'yira midvarav. It seems to be ki ilu in hashkachato nishbat petachtonim. By saying that, what happens? You're saying that there is no divine providence, there's no hashkacha pratit. Oh, sheba kavanato liyachas memshala le'elyonim. Either you're trying to say that there's no hashkacha, or again, you're giving a higher structure to the malachim. So, from this, the Meiri says, if you ask the malachim who are called tuvim, it's asur to say to these tuvim, to these malachim, it's ki either that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have hashba on the tachtonim. The truth is, if you look in Parshas Kisisa, you'll see the back and forth of the Ribbono Shel Olam maybe being upset with Am Yisrael, and instead of having that one-on-one relationship, what does he do? He sends malachim. So on a certain level, malachim could be that distance that we have between us and Hashem also, which is part of the issue here of what the Meiri is saying, that this would be the source, according to Rav Shechter, this might again be the source that you would say that it's also to ask the malachim to bless you. Again, what's the obvious answer why this may not be usher? Again, because if you realize, just like it's a must read as you get to Sefer Bereishit, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, the evolution of Avodah Zarah. Okay? The evolution of Avodah Zarah, how did it happen? Why is it called Avodat Kochavim? No, what does it say? Why is it called Avodat Kochavim? Why not just called Avodah Zarah? How did it evolve? Right? We said you didn't worship the stars, right? And it started to say that you recognized that the stars and these celestial beings weren't independent from God. They knew that they were Shluchei Hashem. But as it evolved, then we lost the trees from the forest, and we lost at the source, and we started being Oveid Kochavim. So too over here. The only problem is going to be is if you really think that the Malachim are what? Are actually independent. But if you know them to be Shluchei Makom, then it might not be as for a rationalist. So why am I asking? I like it to be directly from Hashem. But it might not be a sur here also. Okay. Next source. Let's talk about the Maharal. It's a very important Maharal that deals with the piyut of Machnisei Rachamim. Okay, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Adaf Mem Dalet Amud Beis says in front of you, Rav Yochanan Omer, Le'olam Yivakesh Adam Rachamim. Man should always ask for mercy. Shiyu Akol Ma'amtzim Et Kocho, Ve'lo Yeh Lo Tzarim Milamala. So what does that mean? What does it mean that man should always ask for mercy? Shiyu Akol Ma'amtzim Et Kocho. That everyone should be what? Girding him or helping him with his strength. And it sounds like he shouldn't have any attackers from the top. What is this referring to? If you look at Rashi, what does Rashi say in the next source? And just an important piece to zoo. This year, when we're doing halachic and hashkafic topics, you see I'm just not doing the hak. You know what the hak is? The hak is I'll coach you a Facebook discussion and say, this guy's a right winger, this guy's a left winger. This guy is, this guy is too machmir. Very, very important. When you talk about halachic and hashkafic topics, you have to know the sources inside. You have to know. And you have to know how to read the sources. And you have to know. We're going to get to even more of the juicy topics that are going on. Even more contemporary hot topics. And I started out with a pretty heavy one. We're going to get to a mizumenet and all the different ideas. And see the sources inside. We're going to get to, came up an idea of, I mentioned correcting Kriyas HaTorah. We're going to get to a lot of the major issues that are coming up, and you'll see the only way to do it is by learning the sources. If you don't learn the sources, then you're not Maritz, and you don't know what you're talking about. So hopefully we'll all not become Amaratz, and we'll learn the Sugyos, hopefully very fundamentally. Arkan, the parentheses. Say here, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, on this sugya, sounds like, Lo'olam yivakesh adam rachamim sheyakom mamtzin et kocho, sheyisayu malachei asharis levakesh rachamim, ushelo yulo mastinim milmala. What does it sound like? That you should ask the angels to ask rachamim for you. This is very much connected, you should know. The sugya is a little connected. Today I have a different shir on this. The concept of when you go to kvaras. A lot of people, some people are like, what are you going to kvaras? You're praying to dead people. Okay, you have to figure that out. Okay, some people say again, it's the same type of idea. What this Rashi would say was what? I'm not praying to the dead person, but because of the schuyot, I want them to be a melech yosher for me. Again, some people would say, no, I want to daven yashir to Hashem. My conclusion, at least partially, is going to be, it's very nice. I personally, again, if a person is so, there are certain people that are very, very upset. Rav Brody was very upset, and he said, I want to just daven yashir to Hashem. And even if you want to tell me that the tzibur feels good with the song of Machnisei Rachamim, why do we have to compromise our principles if I want to feel yashir? I hear his argument. Personally, I like davening yashir to Hashem. I don't think there's any problem personally, as long as I can read the sources here, of being able, as Rashi says here, we're going to learn the Maharal also, that there are times I can use the Malachim to back me up. Okay? And therefore, as we'll see, the Maharal here discusses explicitly this question of Machnisei Rachamim. The Maharal, who is the Maharal? Maharal Miprag, Rav Yehuda Lowy of Prague. Okay? Says the Maharal Netivot, Olam Netiv Avodah Perek Yudbet, based on this sugya, about the whole question, that Rashi clearly says you can ask the Malachi Rachim. Here comes the Maharal, let's learn it together. The Maharal says, Umizem Mashma, Shiit Palel El Hashem Yitbarach, Shelo Yu Tzarim, Shelo Yu Lo Tzarim, Aval, Lo Shiit Palel V'yomer L'malachim, Al Tiyu Tzarim, Ki Ze Ein Ra'ui Rak Shiezeh Derech HaTfilah El Hashem Yitbarach. So he learns, not like Rashi. Rashi had said that what? Lo'olam yivakech adam rachamim shiyakom mamtzin et kocho, that you should ask the malachim to help out with the rachamim, and you shouldn't have anybody from upstairs, I think it's the malachim also, being mastin, being mekatreg for you, being accusing. Says the Maharal, no. The implication is what? That you should dive into Hashem, that you shouldn't have any tzaras. Lo'olam yivakech adam rachamim, he himself, nothing to do with the angels. Shiyakom mamtzin et kocho. You should daven that everybody should what? Help you out. That you shouldn't have any what? Valulo tsarim ilamala. You shouldn't have any what? Tsarim. You shouldn't have any enemies. Meaning, and you shouldn't have any malachim attacking you. But are you davening at all? Are you asking the angels anything? Says the Maharal at the outset, absolutely not. Because why? You should be davening only to Hashem. Aval Anu Noagimi asks the burning question. We're about to start Slichos in another Motzei Shabbos, right? This coming Motzei Shabbos. That's why I did this today. Aval Anu Noagim Lomar Machnisei Rachamim. We ask the angels, the people who are Machnisei Rachamim, Hachnisu Rachameinu Lifnei Bala Rachamim. You bring in our tefillot of Rachamim in front of the Bala Rachamim. According to this, ve'ein zera'ui. This is not good. Ki davar zeh ki ilu mitpalel el ha-malachim. She'achnisu rachameinu. V'lo matzanu zeh. V'chule. Says, and then we're asking the malachim, shouldn't be doing. V'afilu im mutar lomar le'adam acher. Hitpalel alai. Lo'olam yivakech adam rachamim, that other people should ask it. There's no problem if I ask Natan to daven for me. Because I'm asking from Natan, do a chesed for me. Zeu itza adam. Shua ose chesed im chavero. I'm in the fourth line of the Maharal. I'm asking you to do a chesed. To the point that the Gemara says that that's the way you should be davening. You should be davening first to me, which we learned from Avram Avinu. You should be davening, asking for somebody else before your own needs. Ulefikach yachol omar. I could say to Mr. Leib, Aseiti Chesed Vit Palel Alai. Aval b'malachim Oshayach Lomar Kach Raku Derech Tfilu Bakasha V'chas V'shalom Yishit Palel Kach. Seemingly at this point, you should not be asking the angels anything. But he gives a couple answers. Yesh Lomar. Number one. It's the exact same answer that we gave, that the Gra gave for Barchuni l'Shalom. So too is the exact same answer for Machnisei Rachamim. We are not davening to what? To the angels. Ein ze bakasha klal. Rak, it's a tivoy. Sha'adam mitzavek kach l'malachim. Sheheim machnisim ha'tfilah. But rather, man is commanding to the malachim that which you're bringing in the tefillah. Make sure you bring this tefillah in Hashem. We have the ability to command the angels. So that's one answer. He's going to bring up a small part to it. It's just like when you say Barchuni l'Shalom. I don't know, everyone here say Barchuni l'Shalom? I say Barchuni l'Shalom also. He says, you're mitzaveh the angels because that's their job. So too over here. V'im kozeh hu davar she'ino ro'ui. Rak she'yeh. One typo, because I typed this out myself. Rak she'yeh. You can cross out the yid. Rak she'yeh machnisei rachamim tefillah. Al derech she'amru chazal she'yitpalel adam. She'yu hakol mamtzin et kocho v'lo yelo tzarim. V'yeh mitpalel itzal Hashem itbarach hazeh. The real tefillah is to Hashem. But you're commanding the angels bring in my tefillah. Ulekach, machim mevakesh machnisei rachamim, hu tefillato really el Hashem yitbarach. Ki machnisei rachamim yachnisei rachamenu. Ulefizeh, if you take this to the umph degree, you should really change the nusach and say machnisei rachamim yachnisei rachamenu mashmiei tefillah Yashmiu tfilatenu, machnisei dima, yachnisu dimotenu. Ulekach yishtadlu v'yarbu tchina u'bakasha. V'kach ra'ui shatfila el Hashem yitbarach. The tefillah should be directly, instead of saying what? Machnisei rachmim, hachnisu. Right? Hachnisu rachamenu, that we're davening to them and bringing our tefillot. But what are you saying? You're commanding them. Yachnisu, not hachnisu. Yachnisu. Mashmi tfila. Yashmi tfilatenu. It's a tzivoy. It's not a bakasha. That's where he's very meduyak in his girsa change. If this would be correct, that should be the girsa. So therefore, if you really want to do that way, and you could change that girsa, you could do that also, says the Maharal. Ulekach yishtadlu. Right? It's not hishtadlu. Hishtadlu. No, it's yishtadlu. The yirbu tchino bakasha, the kachroi shatfila, el Hashem yitbarach, shemachnisei rachamim, yachnisei rachamino, etc. Aval, sheyomar machnisei rachamim, hachnisei rachamino, tfila zu eim omar klal, but rather, as we just said, you should say yachnisei rachamino. That would be one way. Second way, he says, is even if you want to keep within this girsa, last three lines of this source, mikomakom yechli yashev, that again, since the whole purpose, tachlit abakasha, hu lachnis tefilato lifnei Hashem yitbarach, the whole purpose of it is what? I'm not davening to the angel. What am I saying? Angel, bring the tefillah to Hashem. So even if I tell the malachim to bring it in, I'm not again using the angel as an independent source. Ein ze yotzei min Hashem yitbarach klal, sharei tachlit shel hakol. I realize the ultimate answer. I realize that the malachim are just, again, a malach, a shliach of Hashem. Therefore, even if you don't want to change the nosach, again, it comes back to the same idea. Do I view the malachim as an independent entity or malach kipshuto, which is a shliach of Hashem? Mikom akom, kevan, shelo matzanu rak sheyitpalel sheyakom amtsim kocho, ainir lomar, kamo shamarnu, probably better to say, machnisei rachamim, yachnisu rachamim. The last piece of being able to ask the to be able, there's a tshuva by the Mari Brona that says in Siman Reishayin Hey, that says, why are we allowed to say midata rachamim machnisei rachamim? The answer is because what? Eino ela derech shiflus ve'avdus. Shemidaber b'fnei ha-melech liyotzav l'daber ha-melech v'hein, not ho, but v'hein bosh b'dabar l'karev el-melech v'hein zeh derech emtza'i klal. He has a chidush that when we say machnisei rachamim, what are we doing? We're not even asking them to be a what? A sinor, a intermediary. What are we saying? We realize that what? Who we are, meek towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore we ask it as anava, malach, can I get in? Can I get in? Very similar to that Yerushalmi. I realize that I'm not worthy of this, which is very much within the theme of Slichot. Theme of Slichot as opposed to regular tefillah where man is great. We have the chutzpah, we have the audacity to say Baruch Atah Hashem, to talk to God in almost second person. Baruch Atah, you. Second person, Hashem. When it comes to Slichot, and that's why it's done at nighttime, very similar to Eicha, right? Is that we feel like dirt. We're able to see Nafshi Ka'afar Lakotiya. We realize that in retrospect, that God is the all omnipotent and we have to be able to approach Hashem. So we dealt with a major sugya here of Machnisei Rachamim and the concept of Barchuni L'Shalom. You now know why people who decide not to say it, decide not to say it. You now have the sources in front of you. If you decide that you want to say it, why you could say it. And that's another nice cute Chassidus Shavuot about Seschem L'Shalom, but it's Bekiah's time. Get to work. Say it again. If what Gemara says, Echad.
I feel like
it
just
learned. It says. What are you talking about? With what?
Just learned this. I'm forgetting. If I mind it, I'll get back to you.
Get back to me. Please do.
Thank you.
The Simcha.
I'm very tired.